And let's go now to Tasmania. Fractures within the Palmer United Party have deepened today, with Clive Palmer announcing that he has expelled Rob Messenger, the Chief of Staff to Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie, from the party. He says the executive last night decided to expel Mr. Messenger on the grounds that he made false and misleading statements about the party's senators. It follows Senator Lambie's less than flattering comments on ABC TV last night about her fellow senators. So what do Tasmanians themselves think about the performance of their representative in the Senate? Felicity Ogilvie took to the streets of Hobart this morning to find out.
The Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie was always expected to speak her mind. But even her strident positions on the renewable energy target and Defence Force wages have taken many by surprise. She tried to explain her blunt approach on last night's 7:30 program.
I have to vote with my conscience first, and I have to vote with my boss, which is the Tasmanian people. That is my boss.
So we decided to ask them what they thought of their senator's performance so far.
How do you think Jackie Lambie's going?
Oh, look, I think she's got some good points, but I just think her manner and the way she's going about it's getting her people a bit on the back foot. She's very abrupt.
You say that she has some good points. What are the good points you think the senator has? Got,
the loss of jobs and the education, you know, also, you know, with the hospital issues and those sort of things. But, you know, things don't happen overnight. And, you know, she's only been in politics a short while, and she's certainly stirring up a few things. But I think there's a way to go about it. She's a little bit like Pauline Hanson when she first came on the scene. And... yeah, like, she too had some good points, but, she got people offside, and I think she needs to just slow down a bit and think about a few things before she, let's go.
I find her refusal to support such things as the GP co-payment proposal, I think, a positive step, but I find that... a slightly loose cannon of an independent essentially holding the government to ransom over a relatively minor issue like Defence Force wages is a little irresponsible, especially if she's chosen to break ranks with the party and her somewhat colourful party leader.
Do you now see her as an independent senator rather than a member of the Palmer United Party?
She's setting herself up to behave like an independent, so yes.
I don't think she's doing very well at all. I think her opinion on things are too wide, and she's very biased, I think, in her opinions on things, and shows that in the way she speaks. So, yeah, I don't like that sort of thing with politics.
She may have some limitations, but she seems to stick to her guns, and she... sticks to her principles, which is more than you can say for most politicians who will sell their soul.
I think that she is a very poor representative of Tasmania, both federally and abroad. I think she is racist, xenophobic, and sexist, and basically ignorant and ill-informed about most of the local and international issues that she puts herself on a soapbox to promote. I think it's a terrible pity that a democratic process can let someone like that through the net into public office.
How do you think that Senator Jackie Lambie's performing?
Well, she's getting a lot of publicity, but I just don't like the things she's saying. I didn't like her talking on the radio station about a man being well hung. I think senators ought to have more class than that. And as for, you know, holding the government to ransom, I just don't think it'll work.
Do you think that she's put Tasmania back on the national agenda?
Yes, they'll all be laughing at us again, making jokes about two heads.
And that's a report prepared by Felicity Ogilvie, speaking to Tasmanians in Hobart.